And we are back again with session 24 this week. The beginning of the podcast is taken up with the players discussing a module for map tools that Nick put together for us, as well as how much in-game time the party wanted to let pass. No new emails to report this time, but we do have a shiny new public forum. The link to that can be found in the homepage of our podcast at obsidianportal.com. Just do a search there for Steam Steal or Murder. As always, if you have a comment, leave them for us at steamstealmurder@gmail.com. And please join our forums. But now, Session 24, Part 1. Alright,
Swordsman's Arts.
Listeners out there, we are back to using map tools. Nick has coded us some nifty macros for the icons, and that is what we are fiddling with right now.
Fiddle.
Okay, 10 points left. Okay, just by a refresh.
While he's figuring that out, shall we figure out what happens to me?
That's fine. So what have you guys decided for time off?
I've been outvoted and it's 5 weeks.
Yes, there you go. It's been 5 weeks. That's not to say your character could not have been doing something during those.
I'm doing a lot.
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, let me my notes here real quick. Some of the things I don't know if anyone covered or not is that the group had sent Drina back to Metapol in advance of them with codes. And what else have we decided that Drina was trying to do other than getting the codes to Tesla?
Let him know about the frequency and monitor the frequency, I think. But when I get back, there'll be some stuff I'll be doing with it myself.
Mm-hmm. And someone please provide me with a skill of use which fits character.
Well, we don't know what skills you've got, so we can't advise you.
It's fine. Let's go through. I'll take deceit. I don't have any of that yet, and it seems something which is probably going to come in useful.
Yes.
It'll leave a bad taste in his mouth from now on, though.
Contacts is always good. Make up a new one.
That's true. I should get contacts, and I should start boosting my resources a bit. Although
burglar is always a good one if you don't have it.
Yeah, it's true. That's true as well, seeing as you have...
Yeah. Without burglary, you can't protect your house.
No, you simply use resources to hire someone with burglary to protect your house.
Forget that. I didn't have resources at the time. Or you just hire Gavin.
Oh, take might. Go on, take might.
That's true. I hardly have any might at all. I think I have that as 1 at the moment, so I'll have to find a way of boosting that up.
Does that boost your damage you do with the sword as well?
It does.
I think so. Should do.
In which case, the sword is turning it into a little bit of an overpowered item.
I don't think it does.
I didn't think it did. Yeah, I didn't think it did.
It's just based off skill.
Yeah.
Well, it can. Well, as it's a melee weapon that uses the force of the person, I would have thought it did. Did I read it somewhere? Or did I imagine it entirely? I don't know.
I'm sorry, say that again. What
does might affect the amount of damage you do with melee weapons?
It can. Okay, when I say it can, it depends on how you're using it. If you're boxing, for instance, no, might has no effect on that. If you're wrestling someone or say, you know, you're trying to overwhelm them with strength, then might is going to have an effect on that.
If you smack them with a sword?
No, it will not. Because if you have a skill in using a sword, you're using it as a sword. In other words, you're using the skill of knowing how to wave the blade around, not necessarily your strength, as it were. If you have no skill in sword, you want to pick up something and use it like a club, perhaps.
Okay.
It's picking up burglary.
It really just depends on what you're describing to me you're trying to do. If it is a move that is basically based on strength, then I will give you a bonus on the damage based on what your strength is. Likely it's the 2 levels, you know, like every 2 levels.
Okay, I now have 5 points left.
Well, if you take a lot of 1-point skills, it can be handy, because then Bert will say, have you got at least 8 points in this? And you'll go, yes, and go, oh, that's all right then.
Mm. Yeah, I might as well spend the last 5 points in getting everything at 1 then.
Do you have repair?
No, I do not. That's next.
Take repair. You need repair.
Repair at one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's come up more than multiple times.
Yeah, don't forget, if you have a skill that someone else has, you're able to help that other person. You don't have a skill, you're hindrance.
Yeah, I guess I could boost that all the way up to 3, seeing as I have a... at the moment, my skills are looking at 7 at 1, 6 at 2, 4 at 3, 2 at 4, and 1 at 5. That's what I've got at the moment. And 5 XP left over.
I just like... I actually do have a pyramid right now. I have 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What's your perform at?
1.
No, not you.
1 for me. I actually do. I did buy perform simply because I thought I might have it as more of a flavor skill.
Driving's a useful one to have. I don't know. See, I don't know what you've got. Driving's useful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's all on my token at the moment. But
survival.
I've already got that. I needed to use survival for someone else. Remember,
yeah. I might boost it. Investigation is always good.
If he doesn't have that, he'd be dead by now. Just look through the skills list and take 1 point on whatever you haven't got already.
Alertness is good to have.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'll boost my alertness, actually. That would be a good move. Yeah, sorry about this. I'm never very good with dealing with stats.
But what about your ability with skills?
Skills are stats. They are stats. They're the fate equivalent of stats.
Yes. All right, I'm still drinking my caffeine and waking up.
That's right, we're still helping Jonathan build his character.
Yes.
Just to say this, you are still now the only group which calls me Jonathan anymore. I've managed to obliterate that name from my history, save for just SSM.
Do you prefer I'll to be still called?
No, I don't mind. It's at all. It's.
I still call you that whenever.
Well, I think it's the name I'm going to introduce you with, so that's the name I remember.
For now, I seem to end up going by my handle a lot more, so I need
to. Yeah, it's because people see the handle.
Yeah. Also because there's so many Johns out there now. We're proliferating the world.
You're an Uthan, so you're different in my mind.
I've already bought up seeds.
Bert, when you list my name for the game, can you go back to actually using the correct form with the C instead of the K?
Okay. I didn't know that's how it was, so okay.
Yeah, you were doing it right, and then for some reason on the 11th and onward, you started using K.
Yes. No problem. I'll make sure to list your address as well.
You can't find my address online. I'm happy to say that.
You've never used Skip Trace, have you?
Don't test us, mate.
Good luck finding me.
That's the wonderful thing about the internet in America. You can pay sites to find people, and these are the same sites that credit card companies use to find people.
Okay, seeing as it's up there, I'm going with craftsmanship 1 in explosives, blasting materials for those times when crude methods are necessary.
That sounds like a good skill I should get later, since I still need to work on my pyramid.
Demolitions training is a stunt.
It is?
Yeah.
I was going with craftsmanship and explosives. Right. I have no idea.
He can make explosives. Mm. I know how to make them. I know how to make dynamite.
I thought you stuck up some like specific craftsmanship skills as a joke or something. So I was just going to grab. Because craftsmanship in what? I don't know what to take. Unless, again,
the obvious one is that person there. But,
Nice.
Wow. How'd you do that?
IP is that you? You have a unique IP, and it's not.
If it is you, I looked you up in the white pages.
Oh, that makes sense.
Nice.
It's called the telephone book.
What's weird is it should. Wow. Oh, frick, I forgot cell phones are not unlisted numbers. Ah, that explains it all. I forget cell phones are not unlisted numbers.
I don't have your cell phone number here.
Oh, then how the heck did you get that based off the white pages? Because the house is under a different name. Wait, do you actually know my last name?
Look on Skype.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus equals internet fail. Right.
Yes, I forget.
Driving.
Nice. I actually listed on the house? Okay, thank you. Okay, the internet sex source.
Last one. I don't need intimidation. I guess I'd better buy one in guns just for the situation in which I end up being given a firearm.
Okay.
That never happens.
No one has a gun in Metapol.
Yeah, they only have tasers, like my taser.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm happy we're going back to Metapol because all these stupid objects I have will actually now work, and I now have a completed car by now. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Trina.
Let's tell V.
Oh, wow. Review. The zoom level on the Metapol map.
It's large.
Save.
Yeah, I have to zoom it out a bit before I can see what the hell it was.
Okay, my new sheet is up on Obsidian. If anyone sees a problem with it, just let me know.
There's a bunch of our tokens on the outside map.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I'm being editing mine. Mm-hmm. So let's get rid of all this junk.
So not appearing in this episode. So I'll go over here. Not appearing in this episode. I didn't realize I was listed. Okay, thank you for telling me that. And I will realize I am failure.
Wow, it is large.
Empathy 5.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't get symmetry. It really bothered me, and I tried to get it right like 5 different times.
Hey man, how did you change your handle anyway, out of curiosity? I'm trying to find the option to change it.
Change what?
Never mind.
You mean impersonate?
No, sorry. I'm dealing with stuff.
In Skype.
Yes.
In Skype. Oh. I just messed around in my profile settings, and I found my name there, so...
Oh, there we go. Profile settings. That would make sense.
But, thanks for doing the work on this, Nick.
No problem.
Right, so...
Now a little bit harder for people to find me.
With Bishop. Bishop, how are you spending your time? And what... for the rest of the time that was on the island, you basically... enjoy your stay and treat it as a true holiday in the company of Miss Renwick.
Yes, and I also try to get a little bit of information, need a little information about Harris from her.
Okay.
Harris Senior.
Give me a roll. Let's see.
Rapport.
Rapport, yes. And let's see how well she does to...
6.
All right, you end up getting 2 shifts on her. What she gives up in a conversation that you bring up one day is that her and her father don't get along so well. She doesn't approve of his... she approves of what he's trying to accomplish, but doesn't approve of how he's going about it. Because he is, in essence, an international criminal at this point. and she works for a licensed arm of the crown.
So she agrees with the goal, not the means of completing the goal.
And also, because of that, since she would have to turn in her father if she knew where her father was, she never knows. But she does get postcards now and then.
Oh,
and apparently some of the postcards have been ranting about this Bishop fellow who just won't seem to give him a break.
Do the postcards seem to be from the Germany area?
Postcards seem to be from all around the world.
Damn it. I'll have to start getting spies in everywhere. I'll have to start working on creating a spy network. Well, that's what I'm going to be doing.
At which point she will drop casually that I'm sure that there'll be a way for me to get a wedding invitation to him.
I seem to nod. I just nod distracted.
But at any rate, yes, you treat it like the rest of your stay there as a vacation. You and Miss Renwick part ways afterwards and agree to meet up again sometime to continue your vacation. Same time next year.
Sure, I'll hopefully have more money by then.
She gives you a way to contact her through diplomatic channels.
And I make sure to give a good summary to Tesla of what I accidentally said. And ask for some more training.
Mm. Okay, so Bishop, what are you doing during the interim time?
I doubt I'll be able to find anything, but I'll just kind of start making contacts, checking out some of my local contacts, trying to prevent myself from being captured on looking into, see if there's any news about 3R activities or the Hole in the Ace Gang activities in the area. Probably Hole in the Ace Gang. Also, make sure I get some good notes to Tesla and try and check the dead drops, see if anything's happening.
Okay. Sure. You go about this routine on one of these particular days. Give me an alertness roll.
This is why you need alertness. I'm going to add my specialty. Did you hear that?
Okay.
Well. Nine.
Well, okay. Coming off of your stoop one day, you hear a slight moan, just barely at the threshold of your hearing, coming from the alley between your brownstone and the next building.
What type of moan?
It sounds like someone either getting up from a really bad hangover or someone who may have been injured. It's like, oh, my head.
I'll go into the alleyway and check it out, being very careful.
There is motion in the large garbage receptacle that is on the side of your building.
Yes, who is there?
Oi! A hand shoots out from the garbage can and starts trying to pull himself out. This guy in a battered trench coat, there's blood coming from his face and his hands. It looks like he's been in a pretty bad scuffle. Kind of rolls himself out of the garbage can and falls on the floor of the alley and starts cursing in some language.
Is it German?
It is not German.
Then I don't know it. Okay, I lift him up. Do you speak English? Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
English, yes. He has a French accent, which I'm miserably doing. Be so kind as to get me a hospital, please.
sure. Would you like the hopefully repaired one in this district, or do you want to go to another district?
He gets a look of horror over his face. It's like, another district, please.
You not from around here, I can tell. As I pat, as I'm helping him over to my car, I'm patting him down to make sure he doesn't have any weapons, as I help him with his shoulder, trying to make sure he doesn't have any weapons.
Give me a burglary roll.
One.
Well, he's got a couple of conspicuous bulges in his trench coat. You're not quite sure if they're weapons or not. He doesn't seem to notice you patting him down, though.
Since you're not from around here, may I ask what you were doing in this area as I'm slowly driving? Which district would you like?
Next district over. I was taking the air, walking down your nice street, Mr. Bishop, sir, guy, acquaintance.
I look
nice
at him.
Person that's
I stopped,
helped me to the hospital.
I stopped the car. He probably goes forward since I didn't buckle it. Uh-huh. I slowly take out my pistol and point him at him to him and say, uh-huh.
He looks at you with eyelid that's already covered over and bruising. Almost completely shut. The other one's crusted with blood. You can see he's missing a few teeth. It looks like his arms may be broken. He looks at you and says, seriously? Really?
Yes.
This is no, not my day.
No. Did you try breaking into my house?
No, why would I do that?
Yeah, why would you do that? I give him a look.
I'm afraid, Mr. Bishop, that I am bleeding out on your floorboards. Could you please get to the hospital? I need a cigarette.
Are you sure you wouldn't? I know some people in high places that may be able to get you better care if you don't mind.
Right now, I would settle to stop the bleeding, please. The hurting would be nice, too.
Okay, but you promised to answer some questions of mine?
Such that I can. Mr.
Are you going to claim diplomatic
nice person who has never seen me before.
You've already said my name, so you can drop the act.
Are not all of you white people called Mr. Bishop?
Oh, wow.
That is the poorest attempt at a cover-up I've ever heard. But I'll get you to the hospital. I start driving.
He passes out of your car. At some point, he regains conscious enough to fish out feebly a cigarette, light it, and fall unconscious again.
I make sure the cigarette doesn't light. And as I'm driving, since it's not illegal, I take out my cell phone and call Gavin and say, I've got a French spy here who meet me at the hospital.
So you crank up your cell phone and the large backpack brick size that it is. Oh, wait, you've got the...
No, I have miniaturization.
That is only as big as a lunchbox, yes.
I have a cell phone. And I call Gavin since calling with a cell phone is not illegal.
Yes.
Is this during the 5 weeks or after the 5 weeks?
This is before. This is like this is an interlude scene.
Right.
I'll call Gavin and tell him to meet me at a hospital.
What time of day is it?
What time do you usually roll out of bed?
Probably just before afternoon, you know, probably 10, 11.
I let him know I'm working at the moment.
Okay, he should be. Do you know who I should contact?
I can come over during my lunch hour, I suppose.
Okay, that would be nice. He'll probably still be in the hospital.
In the background, you hear from the other end of the phone. Have you read the TPS reports? You got that TPS report, right? Yeah, I need it in triplicate. You might have to go over lunch.
Sorry to bother you, Gavin.
That's not a personal call, is it? You know, we'll have to dock you.
I've put the phone down.
It's business. And I... end my phone call. Is there anyone else who's watched by the French? Nah.
I'm sure the French don't care about any of us.
I still have the plot gained.
As far as I know, we all have it. Who got it?
Yep. Okay, I take him to the hospital.
Okay. The first thing you're asked is, what did you do to this man?
I did nothing. Keith, I found
he
him.
He comes
in the
conscious
trash.
Long enough to say, he is a horrible man. Horrible.
I got him out of the garbage next to my building. I don't know if he fell.
She shoves some paperwork in your direction and says, sign here.
I read over the paperwork, then sign.
Okay. The paperwork is just basically you have brought this person into the hospital, signed here in case the police want to speak to you.
I make sure to put a note, have Blair call me. that should hopefully be at least a little bit impressive since I know a name of an officer.
Good enough.
Yeah, but if they don't, then...
Yeah.
Blair who?
No. I mean, if they call the police and like someone, this guy has
this Blair at the police. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and what is Mr. Hundegaard doing when he gets back?
And following up on the attempts to contact his brother.
Right. It's fairly easy to figure out that your brother has taken on... he is now in the German embassy, which is in Sector 1. He's taken over a very nice mansion. Finding out where he is in town is very easy. Apparently getting an appointment with him is very difficult, as the secretary keeps insisting that Mr. Hundegaard's schedule is very busy right now, and of course we'll add him in, and you claim to be his brother. Is that correct? His brother.
Indeed, I am Aldrich von Hundegaard of the family. If, surely my brother would not wish to cause a scene. These are political times, and it would not look good if he refused to talk to his own flesh and blood.
Well, Mr. Aldrich, if that is indeed your name, from what I understand of Mr. Hundegaard's family, the only brother he has is one that has long since estranged and been taken out of the family fortunes.
That would be I.
So you are, in truth, no brother. And the phone hangs up.
You're talking about phone, right.
Wow.
Wait, I was? I was actually going to go up to the embassy and do the equivalent of hammering on the gates.
Ah, yes, if you go hammering on the gate to the embassy...
No, that obviously would not work.
So, so you are greeted with rifles pointed in your general directions. And yes, they have actual rifles, because this is German.
I was just wondering if there's a family resemblance that they might go, wait a minute, you look like someone we know.
Yes, I could actually approach the... I'm going to have still the equivalent of nationality cards, whatever it is that are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it's a German embassy and therefore German soil. So.
Yes, so we'll say that if you weren't intending to do this over the phone, that's how you get in to see a secretary. You claim to be a German citizen, they see your paperwork, and they bring you into the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much like talking to a cement wall.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Hundegaard, I do have you penciled in on his schedule. He can see you, and she flips to the next month, and then the month after. 6 a.m. on Wednesday, 2 months hence.
That's quietly to himself for a while. Well, I do believe that I have several things that he wishes to see, as well as the fact that I am in contact with Mr. Tesla, and in fact I worked as an intermediary of sorts, and he wishes me to convey my wishes to my brother. You understand that this is a good angle for the political and public view of things. If I do not contact my brother, then people are going to realize that I work and live in Metapol, and they are going to see it as a rift between us in the negotiations and our standing. You do not wish to call the scene, of course, which is my empathy, which I have.
You want currently empathy instead of frightening her.
Well, my empathy, I have the stunt of Book of Secrets.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I got you. Go for it.
And where the hell is this? Here we are.
A useful stunt.
Mm-hmm. Vanny for mod? No. Okay, what just happened? I got a nothing.
That's not... Did you have put your empathy skill into your character?
Yeah.
Did you impersonate your character?
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, redo it. That's fine.
I'm not gonna use that. Vanny for mod, zero. Neg 1 plus 5 equals 4 at the moment, but I'll keep on I'll spend right away for Courtly Manor to get that up to a 6.
Okay.
You forgot to add the plus 2 for your specialization.
Do I get that, actually? Because it's tell me about your problems. Somehow I don't think...
Sorry. Wrong thing.
Book of Secrets allows them to change skills.
Yes, we're probably... Oh, that was a stunt, crazy man in her face trying to get to see her boss. That's her problem at the moment. Okay, so you end up getting a 6, is that correct? So you beat her by 1, so there's a chink in her armor there, where she begins to suspect that perhaps you are the crazy estranged brother. And with the mention of Mr. Tesla, she says, "Oh, one of Tesla's proteges. Of course, we can." She turns a page back and says, "Next month, Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Surely there is a little private moment, just for nothing for official, just where I can give my estranged brother my best wishes. You understand, just as a personal matter to try and heal the problem between us."
Okay, so you're continuing the social combat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just basically trying to... Yeah, now I'm trying to go for something else.
You don't want an appointment for, say, 5 weeks away?
Empathy. Again, no money for Maud. 6.
Oh!
Ooh.
There you go. She says, "Well, give me just a moment, sir." And she picks up a phone, starts doing some rapid-fire German, which of course you speak. She's basically saying there's a crazy guy in the lobby who is saying that he is...
She knows he's a German national and yet she's doing the German.
Yes.
Yeah, I just get... when she puts the phone down, there is no need to be insulting. We're all friends here.
She puts the four
in German.
She has the forefinger up. That is, you know, the give me a minute. I'm talking here. Yeah, he's staring at me right now. Yeah. The paperwork looks pretty official. She's looking over your passports and such. The age is about right. And she covers up the phone and looks at you and says, "There's some mention of a fencing scar."
Not in polite society.
Just describe this to him, and I take the scabbard off over my shoulder and just put that on the table.
Oh my gosh, he's waving a sword at me now.
No, I'm not taking it out of the scabbard. I'm just taking the thing off my shoulder and putting it in.
You may still say that. You can't stop you saying that.
Just make it clear. I'm not taking it out and weaving it.
All right. Well, you did blow through her damage track there for social. So she's I recognize the heirloom he's waving in front of me. He hasn't drawn it yet. I don't feel particularly threatened. Okay. She flips through through her book and says, "How is? Oh, 5 days."
That sounds reasonable. Give my brother my regards.
Do you have a calling card?
Yes, I do, in fact. I pass over the card with my current Metapol address.
There you go.
Send bomb here.
Yes. takes the card and discreets it in an envelope, puts it in her desk, and crosses her hands and smiles at you politely. Anything else I can do for you?
No. Just pass on my regards.
Which is a big red beeper or button on her desk. Doors open. There's a couple of armed guards there. She smiles at you and says, "Thank you."
Puts the weapon back on and goes away. Speedy exit, I think it called for.
Mm-hmm. And Jameis.
Yes.
What is Mr. Marshall doing? Or some of the things he's doing during his downtime.
Some of the things he's doing. Once he gets back, he'll be... letting Tesla know about Etain being on the payroll for 3R and infiltrating the bank, so that he might want to get the bank to do something about that.
Yes, that did happen after you sent Drina away, I believe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It did. We didn't find about Etain till afterwards, so yes. He may want to deal with that. Another thing I want to do is monitor the frequencies and basically set up, I'm going to describe this in modern terms-ish, is set up like an answer phone that monitors the frequencies, and if there's a message, it records it so I can check it out later. But I only record something if there's something there to be recorded.
Yes. Mr. Ehrbauer informed us of the codes a few days ago, and we've had a listening post set up specifically in those frequency ranges. And he gives you a printout. This is the action that's been going on over those wires in the last couple of days. Hand you a printout.
I have managed to work out how to decrypt these codes. Presume you have as well.
He looks and says, "I'm actually not sure of that." He goes through his book and says, "Looks like our engineers have figured out a way to decrypt it, but I haven't looked at them myself."
Right. Yes. Well, thank you for this. Yes, I'd like to keep a track on them.
He writes down an address on the back of one of the Powers calling cards. Hands it over to you. It's an address out in District 3. It's a warehouse. He says, "This is where we set up the listing post. They had a particularly good antenna there that we've are making use of."
All right. Thank you. I didn't actually have much to do with Tesla, just other general stuff. Unless Tesla wants to say stuff, I don't know. But aside from keeping track of what messages are going back and forth, try and contact people that I know, in particular, for example, including Marlene.
Mm-hmm.
How they are doing.
Did you guys work out a safe haven locations sort of thing? I kind of remember that you did, but I don't want to put that in your mouth if you did not. Like, did you swap, dead drop locations, that sort of thing?
I had people who knew people, so if I needed to get a message through to her, it would go through people. So
mm-hmm.
I want to see if I can get through to her, just so make sure she's still around, as well as sort of other people I know.
Mm-hmm.
To find out if they're still around, keeping an eye on the whole German situation and how it's impacting the world.
Okay. You do have a telegram that was left for you in one of your locations. It's informing you that she has managed to get out of the area and that she is back in Germany currently.
Hmm.
Trying to find out more about this whole 3R business.
Right. And
it looks like there is a code phrase at the bottom that you understand as a way to send back a message if you are needing to.
Right. At the moment, she's safe, so that's all that really matters right this minute. Oh, yes, and also catch up with now. Did I note her name down? Probably didn't.
I'm sorry, catch up with who?
I also catch up with Evelyn Gardner.
Yes. She's actually been enjoying some time in recovering with Bob. They're apparently getting along very well.
Wait, what?
just thinking of Dresden Files when you said Bob from a had to click.
Oh, Mr. Bob Starling is apparently still around town. Has changed his hair color. He's taken to wearing a prosthesis on his missing hand. And apparently has been seen in dinner dates with the secretary, or ex-secretary, as she's no longer employed by Power. That was who you were asking about, right? That woman?
Yeah. That was Stacey Owens, a.k.a. Evelyn Gardner.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew I meant I forgot to hunt her down and kill her. Thanks for reminding me.
Who else is on your list, by the way, by this point?
It's a very long list.
There's not enough
it's time. It's not exactly the phone book, is it?
I think
the better question is who's not on the list.
I like myself. I like me.
Nice.
As we've just pointed out.
And Bob and Evelyn are not being, they're being very careful about where they're being seen, etc. But, shaking some of the trees that you know where to get information from to find out. They do have a group that's watching them from Power. And so you find out that they have been seeing each other now and then for dinner engagements.
Right, well, other than catching up with world news and just making sure that Constantine hasn't reared his head so I can shoot it off.
Yes, it's been strangely quiet since you left, actually. Other than finding these stray Frenchmen in a garbage can, there hasn't been a lot going on in Metapole. People who have been kind of shocked over the recent assassination of a political figure. Other than that, Metapole's been strangely quiet. See what happens when the PCs go on vacation.
Exactly. Yeah, we free up Constantine to pop over to Austria, yes. The war wasn't actually supposed to happen. He wasn't going to get shot. It's that Constantine got another confused message.
No, he got hungry for a sandwich and saw this guy running around and decided to shoot him.
You never can tell.
All right, and we will go over to Mr. Marlowe. What scene would you like? What are some of the things? I know some of the things you are doing, but is there a scene that you would like?
No, not really. I had stuff I was doing.
Okay. From
what you... Yeah, I'm happy with what I did.
Good enough. All right. Well, we're going to... You all have some leads that you're following up on, and as the dealing in information in this day and age is rather slow at best, that is taking up some time for you to dig out. And so we're going to pick it up with your inquiries in the air there 5 weeks later as Mr. Bishop. Yes.
Question. Did my questions I asked of the guy, the French guy I brought to the hospital.
I'm going to pick up with Mr. Bishop again real quick here.
Oh, okay.
This is the next day. You inquiry at the hospital. The guy is in care. He's in several casts, has many broken bones. You are once again accused of working the man over, but he has not fingered you as the person who has caused him such bodily harm. The nurse still sounds suspicious of you. The next morning, or in your case, afternoon, as you roll out of bed and you're out on your stoop, you hear the sound of moaning from your alleyway.
I go to the alleyway and I go and I ask the guy, okay, did you try to break into my house again?
Only eat you so much, Mr. Bishop. You son of a trash
can. What did he say? I couldn't understand you.
He says he hates you so much, Mr. Bishop.
Is it the same guy?
It's a different guy. Same general looks, also wearing a trench coat.
Daniel, remind me to take you aside one time and say, you don't keep your important stuff in the home. You let them search the home. But you said you don't keep the important stuff there.
Yes, he also looks like he's been badly worked over.
I look up.
He raises his hand barely. You can see he's gotten severe bruising. It's probably broken. And he simply says, hospital.
L'hôpital, actually. L'hôpital.
Des cigarettes.
May I ask how you got hurt so badly?
He hate you so much.
He's looking for a pack of cigarettes.
You know... I'll give you the cigarette and light it if you answer my question.
He's mumbling something about pulling the worst job assignment, and why does it always happen to him as he's just kind of lulling off.
Hey, would you like to meet your friend of yours? I can take you to him at the hospital. I say, okay, I'll help you up. I try and help him. I'm very careful. I take him around to my car. I buckle him in and I ask
You notice him, that your carpets are still stained with the blood from the previous guy the day before.
I make sure he sees the blood. And I go, okay, can you try not bleeding on my carpet like the last guy?
He hangs his head out your window, bleeds on the pavement some.
I take him to a different hospital.
Yes.
You're going to get banned from every hospital in Metapol.
Actually, I take him to the hospital in this district.
Oh, in this district. They don't bat an eye at it. They're actually surprised you brought him in instead of leaving him at the doorstop. There's not even paperwork to sign.
This is why I'm happy.
Yes, they're not too gentle with him when they basically just pick him up and throw him into a wheelchair and wheel him off.
I asked to borrow a phone and call Blair and say that I've got two French people in hospitals that I found in the back in the alleyway to my place, and that he may want to look into it. And you may want to ask them some questions.
Yes. Miss Blair says, oh, that reminds me. I've got a warrant out for you. Are you going to be somewhere handy that I can come by and arrest you in the next half hour?
May I ask what you're arresting me for?
The French consulate has apparently put out a very strongly worded objection to your presence.
But we're on aren't we on English soil?
Yeah, it's just a diplomatic thing, you understand. We just need to bring you in for questioning and to answer these serious allegations of abuse of French personages.
I haven't done anything.
Tell me, Mr. Bishop, am I going to have to file these under hate crimes?
What? I just wake up, go down, and see in the alley a Frenchman being badly beaten in the trash can. I swear.
Well, okay. If you'll just let me come down and cuff you, throw you in a jail cell for a little bit, we'll take out your official response.
Can I just come in myself? And can I just come in myself?
She sighs in the background and mumbles something about never letting a girl have fun. Sure. Just get down here for the next hour or so.
Okay. I head over there, making sure to leave my weapon, going by home and leaving my weapon. Since I'm going to be in a jail cell, I'll make sure that all my stuff I care about is not on me.
Right. I'm going to flip over to Nick for just a second. Nick, I want to get a roll from you from Marlo of trying to track down these people on the list. How do you want to go about it? Do you want to go through contacts? Do you want to do it through your scholarship role and just trying to dig up the information and media sources? How are you going about it?
Contacts, because I recognize them as military figures beforehand. Mm-hmm. I wasn't smart enough to grab their names off the top of my head, so call a couple old buddies. All right. Bing, bing.
Yes, Bishop probably does have a lawyer on retainer at this point.
That's a 2.
Okay, give me just a second.
Do I have any scholarship?
Okay.
Nice.
Going through your contacts, the names don't immediately pop. But they have watch lists, so they get guys on every once in a while. They can add your names to those lists and let you know if they run into anything.
Would I know it's a pose roll? Can I blow a chip and get a +2? And
yeah, if you want to get a +2, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and spend a fate chip and get the +2.
Okay. According to the rolls, 2 of the people on that list were officers and are now their corpses can be viewed at various locations.
yes.
One of them is listed as, let me see for just a second, as a Uber Lieutenant Gerhardt Marschalk. And he has, officially he's been transferred in and out of different regiments and commands, and it looks like he got lost in paperwork. No one really knows what he's assigned to these days.
Oh. Oh, that kind of stuff.
The last two, with that opposed roll there, they are, once again, they will let you know if they can come up with something. But two of them, presumed dead, one of them apparently got lost in paperwork somewhere, but was an Uber lieutenant in the German military.
Uber lieutenant. Huh. I'm going to have a chat with my friend Gavin. And that guy's name was Marshall?
Marshalk.
Marshalk. Okay.
Gerhardt.
All right. Lost in paperwork.
Had a very distinguished career, apparently. Well, not too distinguished. I mean, he did his job well. Made a few medals, but it was rather, you know, it doesn't seem odd that he got lost in the shuffle, as the work he did was, by and large, not very critical work. Important, but not critical.
Right. Right. So, they're in some kind of, good Lord, I don't even know.
But of course, your contact also explains that, you know, of course, we're getting these through mimeograph copies of mimeographs from the German record. So, you know, who knows how accurate this really is.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
So you're basically shaking people down at the Hall of Records and the places that you usually go for this type of information. A couple of engine programmers that deal in data collection from other foreign nationals.
Yeah. Yep. I spread the love and the money.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to flip over for a moment to Mr. Von Huntegaard. On the day that you are scheduled in to see your brother.
If I can, I would like to, I did leave a note in the chat, and I'm not sure if you're, I'd just like to drop by power quickly in the near future.
Okay, go ahead. You can be invited into the presence of Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for seeing me here, Tesla. I'm sure you were aware of the whole situation which took place on Stormhaven.
He seems preoccupied with a new invention of his that apparently is going to warm his tea in an instant. Instead, it seems to flash vaporize the liquid, and he's kind of toying with the power on it. Yes. I read the reports. Good work. That's another cup of steam blast away from his cup.
This is the most ingenious device you have there, sir. But with these false plans...
He ponders how it's do with food.
It may be easier to carry food if you manage to remove the liquid.
He ponders that. Oh,
of course, it would taste like mush, but with these false device plans provided by Herr Allard and the information gained from the gentleman involved in transporting the information, I think that perhaps you could use it not to uncover the network for bringing in information, at least. We know where the information is left, and so would it not be possible to use these false documents to arrange a false drop point?
You brought documents with you?
Are you referring to
the stuff that he already has?
Referring to the information we got from Etain about the drop points, how he's leaving stuff behind. Also got the false plans from Allard. There was a device which Etain wanted to transport, well, the plans for a device, and asked Herald to supply a almost the same but non-functional nonsense version of it.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is you're wanting to drop these false plans into the drop that was being expected. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
And with the information that we have and the signet ring, which is used for their identification, you could be slipping false information to them all along. And also, you can watch the drop point. I understand that this is probably not an area you like to concern yourself with, but I thought I'd better, it would be more convenient to talk to you directly.
Yeah, he does the hand wave. He's like, I've got people for that, yes. He takes a look at the plans. He takes out a folder of some of the information that you've brought him to so far and looks at it and says, that's a good plan. We've, of course, removed all of our assets from the World Bank after you informed us of Mr. Etain's deceptions. As well as filed formal charges. Appreciate that, by the way, as he's looking over the list. I believe your plan can be arranged. He makes some notations and calls in his manservant, and he hands the file to and says, make sure this gets to the right people, and turns back to you. Mr. Hundegaard, have you had a chance to speak with your brother since you've been back?
No, I have, however, arranged a appointment. It is within the near future, only a few days hence.
He nods and says, well, tell me how that works out. As so far, he pulls out his calendar book, which is a large tome, and he flips midway through it and says, because your good brother seems to only have agreed to meet with power 3 months hence at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Just checking, is this the exact same time slot that I was originally given?
Yes, it was.
Crap. Is there any particular message you wish for me to relay to my dear beloved brother?
Not so much. I would like to have you give us an idea of how your brother is these days. I understand you haven't spoken to him in a while, as he is now the diplomatic attaché for Germany, and he's neglected to come to any of the invitations that we've sent. We haven't yet had a chance to make the measure of the man.
Nice.
Well, perhaps some recommendations to maybe meet one with or come to one of our arranged parties that he so far declined. Maybe something coming from you would make him. And then he stops for a minute and says, "Ah, yes. Perhaps it's best if you say nothing."
Yes, indeed. If I recommend a place, then it is guaranteed it will be the one place he never goes. Although he may send someone to. What is the delightful gate crash it?
Yes. He pulls out another envelope and says, apparently his manservant has been going to the engagement on Mr. Hundegaard's behalf, and if the servant is anything like the master, I would very much like this man out of my city.
Agreed. Shall I leave these documents and the ring with you? Or your manservant, rather.
Yep, he has you drop them into a pouch that he seals up and sends it along with his servant.
Thank you kindly for your time, and I wish you good luck with your endeavors. Although perhaps you would benefit from 2 cups of tea, one to experiment with and one to drink.
He looks wistfully as yet another cup of water evaporates before he gets the tea bag in. All right. Trying to meet your engagement that you're scheduled for as you arrive at the gates of the consulate, you see that it is surrounded by armed guards. There seems to be a Metapol ambulance within the gates and some kind of hubbub going on, but it looks like the place is locked down very tight. And as you pull in and try to make your meeting, you are very forcefully told by the guards that there's been an incident, and Herr Hundegaard is seeing no one today.
In which case, I'm going to bluff about it. As a German national, I am allowed full privileges and entrance into the embassy.
Yes, but not during such a time of tragedy. I'm afraid there's been a death upon the campus, and it's been locked down.
This is indeed a grave matter. Which one of our, which citizen has fallen into these dark times?
Give me an empathy roll.
This is something I'm very good at. It's going to be like the times when I'm actually rolling empathy instead of for intimidation, it's going to fail or something. No, that's a 7.
Okay, pretty good. Let me... Never mind the skill that I put in there. I'm not finding the... Oh, there's the discipline button. Okay, very good. He kind of looks around, and as you are a fellow German, he seems to trust you a bit more than some of the other onlookers, and he kind of speaks to you off the side of his face and says, I understand it was a French national that was killed. There's bound to be an incident.
It is indeed troubling, and negotiations with France will no doubt become tetchy for some time.
And he says, I hear that he was killed by a sword wound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that your schedule will be seen as soon as possible. We will contact you. If you could leave your card, please.
Oh, I am already known within the embassy.
Do you leave the card? Or...
No, I've already just told... they already have my card within the embassy.
Well, he gives you a salute and goes back to his post. I'm just going to finish up real quick here with Bishop. So, Bishop, yes, your lawyer meets you at the jail.
Okay, just give me a second. It still has me connected, so I'm having to go under... my other handle.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wait till it'll drop you soon. I don't expect.
Damn it! Still isn't dropping me, and I can't impersonate myself.
Okay, just give it a bit. I'll see if I can figure out how to kick your old off.
But, yeah, and then I'll come back on. So otherwise, I'll just have to do it manually.
Yes. And okay, so you're there, and Ms. Blair gives you the paperwork for the formal charges, of which your lawyer takes and looks over it. he kind of looks at you sidelong and says, "Are we playing this the usual way?" Your lawyer fully expects you're guilty and is
the usual way. No. I look at him and go, "I'm innocent, completely."
So he nods and says, right, the usual way. He looks at Ms. Blair, clears his throat as he's about to state a well-rehearsed line. How dare you wave these accusations in such a violent citizen? Her hand up and says, save the speech, I've heard it.
I don't need the speech. What is their evidence? What have I done to French nationals?
Ms. Blair hands paperwork over to your lawyer. He simply signs a statement saying that you, of course, refute all allegations labeled to you. Court date is set, and you will see them in court.
May I ask what the hell? May I ask exactly what? Who I have treated so harshly?
Your lawyer hands you the paperwork and says, oh, it's the usual blah blah blah, causing grievous wounds against French nationals, blah blah blah, simply the act of doing their job for their countries, blah blah blah, treated with great disdain and disrespect, hate crimes involved, history of violence against the French, you were labeled as person non grata, this is the first time I've seen someone curse in a legal document, he says.
So someone breaks into my place, it's a hate crime.
Apparently, these people were simply watching your residence.
My residence? Yes. How were they watching it?
Well, it states here that these men were simply doing their job as you were a person of interest to the French. They were simply watching, which is of no... It's not against the law in Medicpol to simply watch a person. No stock.
Were they watching from my... The question is, were they watching from the inside of my house?
Oh, according to these reports, they were simply watching from outside of your house, keeping track of the comings and goings. Was there any indication that your house was broken into? Perhaps we can countersue. I understand the French are quite wealthy. He starts rubbing his mustache.
I haven't have any evidence. I must check to see if anyone has attempted to gain access, because I have a very, very good security system.
Well, as your lawyer and financier, I strongly suggest you find evidence of breaking into your house.
I agree.
Yeah, it turns out that you're this big, huge burglary role you made just means you've got a few schools watching over your place and they beat up anyone who comes close.
I wasn't expecting you home so soon, Bishop. Damn.
By the way, I've just decided to take a stunt. So I spent one of my points. Mm-hmm. So I've had a crash medical course, which means I can now do full doctoring roles. We've had 5 weeks, so it should be enough time to
spend. Yeah, that's enough
time. We are down a doctor, pretty much. We need someone who's got decent medical stuff. So
5 week course, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so that'll do. We've now got a doctor on hand if we need it.
I also
doctoring bag of stuff, but
I also took an explosives course and a forgery course in that time period. So,
all right. So I'm going to let that stuff play out in the background. And yes, I have been getting everybody's messages. I will try to integrate things into what I'm doing tonight as we go along. Messages. Yes. Okay. So eventually, Aldrich, you do get a call, but it's not from the German embassy.
Police?
It's from the guilds asking with your connection to the new German ambassador, if you would not mind, in your capacity as an investigator for the guilds, taking this case. They ask that you come down to the hospital in District 2. They have a body for you to examine, and they have later this afternoon a conference between you and your brother. They also ask that if you are able to bring in other guild investigators into this, they will put up to 5 others on the charter, but they would like you to head this one up, given your relationship to the aggrieved party.
I see. I do not like to lead things, but in an official, just for the paperwork, then yes, I accept these terms. If possible, I would like to bring in insert names of all the PCs who are likely to be able to make the date.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not sure what the roster is for people.
Yes.
I don't know. Do I have a court date that then?
No. Court dates are slow in coming. It's months off.
Goody.
Need your time to commit more crimes in the meantime.
Give me a burglary roll there, Marcus, if you are back in. Yes.
Okay.
You failed to break into your own house and get beat up.
actually, let's see. No, I still haven't disconnected, but okay. What's my burglary skill? Whatever. Whoops. Oh, whoops. I can't use that for that. 4D2.
Two. Okay. It doesn't. Everything looks to be in place. Nothing looks like it's been disturbed at all.
Okay. From the outside?
From the outside and the inside.
Okay. I'll make sure to set my alarm for actual early and go to bed early and see if I can watch the next Frenchman.
Sure, you peer out your window, and the next morning there is a guy out there in a trench coat and a hat, smoking several cigarettes, as you can see the butts around his feet, staring up at your window, and he notices you as you pull the shades open. He cringes.
I didn't mean look out the window. I meant actually go downstairs and watch him.
Okay.
You want to take him a cup of tea?
I meant to go downstairs and kind of like nonchalantly, kind of with my own trench coat, go into the alley like way early from the normal time and go, hey, and kind of go, hey, buddy, what you watching?
Yes, that's, yeah, okay, then that's when that plays out. He throws his cigarette down, puts his hands over his face, and starts screaming, not in the face!
I look at him confused. I haven't touched any of the French.
Please, Mr. Bishop. I haven't want this job. I pulled the shortest straw. I've got children. No.
I don't beat up anyone.
Save for your other job.
As the beatings haven't started yet, he starts crawling out of the alley.
I ask him, wait, I just ask you a question.
He starts running in terror as you're coming after him.
I don't hurt anyone. I asked for a pull. Oh,
running down the alley screaming about the mad Englishman behind him or whatever nationality. What nationality is Bishop?
English.
Okay, yes, about the mad Englishman behind him.
I look confused.
He's calling for police. Help! I just dodged injury.
I just nonchalantly walk off, get into my car, and drive in the opposite direction back to my normal routes.
All right.
And wonder what the hell is going on. And then when I get home, I'll check the trash can.
There is no body in the trash can this time.
Thank God.
The other trash can, however.
You do notice that it hasn't been emptied a while. There's at least 4 French berets at the bottom.
I also check for a bunch of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. There's packets of cigarettes at the bottom there.
I look up. Is my window directly beneath the
It is. It's
can?
Directly beneath.
What you want to do is get someone who can just sort of sit there selling cigarettes, be really obvious about it. Red cigarettes, I just stand there.
I actually will have a guy who's selling cigarettes who's going to watch it. And be like, cigarettes.
Alright.
And that's
so
I will hire one of the street kids that normally hangs around Drina's place.
There you go. So he's got the little the harness over his neck and the little wooden table with his packs of cigarettes on it going down the alleyway.
I make sure he gets the same brand that the French were smoking. Of course.
The Gauwies.
Are you sure you don't want his teeth?
We're not doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
All right, so you all get a call from Mr. Hundegaard.
Damn it, my name is... It won't disconnect me by my normal name. And okay. Since... unless you can do me a favor and give me my... Give Bishop to me.
He is.
Hold on. You.
No, he's under Marcus, not Zenith.
Double click. Got it. Go to ownership.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Take it. Own it.
Yes.
You own yourself.
Yes.
Yay, now I can impersonate it. Yay, I'm me again.
You have your sock puppet. Yes.
There we go. Now that the technical details are done and another Frenchman's going to be found in the trash can, and another Frenchman's not going to be found in the trash can.
Actually, it's the small kid that's going to be found in the trash can, but you won't find that there just yet.
A small kid with a large amount of money on him.
Albert, yes. You want to explain what you tell people on the phone? Go right ahead.
Yes. Basically, you will get a phone call along the lines of, "It's hello, Mr. Insert Name here," because I don't know which PC I'm talking to. I have been offered a guild contract and would want, and it is to do with our recent investigations. And would be, I am allowed to invite all of you to join in this contract. I thought you may be interested in this offer, and if you are, please, shall we all meet at... we must have developed a hangout aside from Drina's garage by now.
The cog?
Have we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the broken cord. Cog.
Cog, not the cog.
Yes, I know. I don't know why I said cod. It's
You're hungry for fish? Or you think it's going to be a fishy situation?
The Broken Card is a whole nother place. Yeah.
That's the gay bar across the street.
You want the other bar. It's at the Broken Cog Inn, which is at within Drina's industrial area. I look forward to seeing you at insert a time and date, which is sounds reasonable based upon when we're not doing stuff.
Jameis, awesome. Your Google foo is awesome.
These are actual photos of actual kids doing this. Made up shit, okay.
Wow.
Yes, cigarette vending children. That's exactly what you've hired, Bishop. And they're even standing outside of the blue dumpster.
Hey, at least it's giving them a job, an honest job.
Yes. And every 3 seconds, the Frenchman lands in the dumpster.
I asked, I'll make sure to ask. Hopefully the kid will dissuade them from getting hurt.
I just let them know that, yes, they can take French currency. That's fine. They probably haven't had a chance to change it yet, so it's a game over here.
Yeah. Just charge them a little bit more in French currency, and I give them the proper amount to cover exchange fees.
Math is hard, yes.
Why bother? You just write it down. I'll make sure to ask a friend to get the right one version in French.
Their business skills at this point, given the sort of society, is probably higher than yours.
Yes, probably.
Why, yes, I accept the contract, and I'll meet you at X at Y. And I go there to X at Y.
My answering machine says, yes, I will meet you there at X. And I will meet you there at Y.
Unless you're French.
I also make sure to give you a warning. There may be some Frenchmen. Also, if you see a beat up guy who's French, I didn't do it. I swear.
I take it I've also had time to pick up the full set of details from the guilds.
Uh-huh. Well, they sent along the packet when you accepted. They have taken photos of the crime scene. This is as much investigating as they were allowed to do by the German embassy. And the photos show a man dressed in a very, very nice three-piece suit. Of course, this is a black and white photograph. A sepia-tone photograph, and it looks like he has been ran through. You have seen such wounds before. He's laying face down on the ground, arms outspread, pool of blood around him. It looks like he had a wine glass in his hand at the time, and a cigarette is still hanging out of his mouth. It happened in a room that has a banked fireplace, no fire burning in it. Currently, it looks very much like a study. That's a picture of the crime scene. Nothing else around the body. And a copy of the official police report that was written up, which is basically a bunch of black marks and say, you know, and above it, redacted. Redacted by the German government. Redacted by the German government over any bit of information except for like prepositions and.
It's black.
Yes.
Any notes actually on the wound, by the way, aside from it is a sword thrust?
It looks like a blade thrust. The picture is not good enough that you could tell if it is in fact a sword or a large knife. It could have been either one. Mm-hmm. You are familiar with such wounds. Other than seeing the actual body, it's hard to tell. It looks like a single thrust wound.
Okay. I don't suppose they've taken measurements of it or anything like that. They have the diameter.
They do.
And
yeah, they've got the L-shaped ruler laying next to the wound. But the guy still has his dinner jacket on. So, I mean, you're seeing the tear is what's being measured. And it looks to be a wide blade, maybe 2 inches.
And I don't suppose comparing it to Eisen Zen would give similar appearance, would it?
Ah, amazingly enough, your blade does seem to be about 2 inches. Actually, no, wait, your blade's a fencing blade more, isn't it?
Well, it's not a foil, no, it's a rapier. So okay. That is the thicker blades, and it's a actual, it's been remade several times, but the idea is that it's more of an, a traditional weapon, which is then being changed with the, to fit the style and user.
Yes, but you get the gut-dropping sensation that that wound could have been made with such an implement as you wear at your waist.
Yes, in which case I draw your attention again to the note to Drina.
Yes.
Change my blade so it makes a different wound when I kill people?
No. I cannot have it changed. It is an important item. So,
Do you want to do that then before you start investigating?
Yes. And in return, I'm probably going to pick up a basic old fencing foil and just take off the safety pin from the top.
Okay. Fair enough. One of Drina's older children is instructed what to do with it, as Drina is taking the air in the countryside as she is anticipating her next child.
Yeah, it must be halfway along now, not more. I don't know.
Please take special care of it. It is very important to me.
Mm-hmm. So along with the official file, Blair has attached something in her own. It's paperclipped attached, so it's not an official file. And it's basically a note scribbled out on like a napkin saying, yeah, police report probably won't be much information by the time you get it. The skinny is French national diplomat in the diplomatic corps, killed during a soiree that Mr. Huntergart was holding. The French have issued warrants in protest. Mr. Huntergart and his staff are adamantly denying that any of them could have done such a thing, and they're asking the guilds to intermediate. People are being particularly closed-mouthed about the relationship between said body and those at the party. You've got down a name. And the file from the French government, which they were happy to give you, a lot of it redacted, but not as bad as the police report is. You've at least got this guy's name, and that he is in the diplomatic corps. He is not one of the high-ups, nor is he from a particularly good family. He's basically a functionary. He's a glorified secretary.
And then we'll meet with the others and say the following word of blah.
Okay, why do I have the feeling that two of us have conflicts of interest in this case?
You have a conflict of interest? Why do you have a conflict of interest, Mr. Bishop?
I never said I did. But I look at Huntergart. Isn't your brother the German ambassador?
The body is Mr. Mercue is the name, and you got a short summary of his duties, and once again, primarily secretarial. He follows along with the official attachés, takes notes, keeps records. He's the guy that whispers in the ear, this is so-and-so, and he should be greeted this way. He has three children, and these are the names and birth dates. He's the guy that keeps the information for the more suave diplomats.
So, I'm putting even money down it's Constantine. Just saying.
No, somehow doubt it is at all Constantine. No.
It's more likely to be Harris than Constantine, and I doubt it was Harris.
Sorry. That also reminds me, Jameis, did you go and crack the or interpret the message of the broadcast?
Yep.
Okay, I will send that message over. You can share it if you wish.
Yeah, keeping a close eye on the messages that are going back and forth. Anyway, I'm suspecting it was political.
Indeed. I also think that there was a slight petty tinge to this as well, seeing as it coincided rather oddly with the date it did. and also the wound markings are strangely similar to those of my own personal weapon.
Which is a rapier. So, I think there are a couple million of those running around, at least.
Yes, it is, however, a very distinct rapier, seeing as it has been passed down through the family. It is... Besides, most people now affect the more functional saber from the cavalry, seeing as they want to attach themselves to that iconic image. The rapier has sort of fallen out of favor.
I don't know. I don't travel in your highfalutin society.
Of course, you also have people who use fencing épées a lot, but a not at all practical weapon.
But let's go and look at the crime scene.
Agreed.
In this sort of case, the person who did it, will be picked out as the murderer will not obviously be the one who actually is responsible for the death. They'll be the person who put forward. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they did the killing in this matter will be largely incidental, to be honest.
Okay. So,
the reason I'm so saying that, if it was going to be someone high up in Germany's side who did it, German would never have let it come to the guilds. And likewise, the French wouldn't have insisted if it was one of it was going to come back to one of them in any obvious way.
Yes, there's actually no information in the packet other than the Germans had requested the guilds to intermediate. There is no information as to who alerted who, how the French found out. None of that information is in there.
The obvious answer is not going to be the right one. Anyway, let us at least find out what the obvious answer is.
Indeed. Perhaps it would also be good to look up a deeper look at those involved so far and the nature of this soiree.
Well, let's take a look at the crime scene and then move on from there.
Agreed.
We go to the crime scene.
Yes. Along with the packet, everyone is given basically an identification badge presented at the gates. The soldiers salute you and open the gates. You are told that if you will enter the manor proper, a servant in the house will direct you to the room that has been sealed off.
All right. We do so.
We do so.
You are met at the door with a very... attractive woman that's wearing a butler's uniform. So she's not in a maid uniform. She is in a man's suit. You know, he looks like a butler, but she happens to be a female. Answers the door for you, holds out a silver tray and speaks some German. Who understands German?
I do.
Two of you do.
Some of us do.
Yes. Three, I think, Matt.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who doesn't speak German is me.
Okay. So for everyone else, she is asking Marcus, for your cards.
So you picked it up, have you, Marcus? Because you didn't use it.
Yes. Yeah. I picked it up once I learned that I could get another language, and Harris went to Germany.
So she's asking for your cards, is holding out a silver tray to put them on.
I take out my card, and I show Mr. Marlowe what I'm doing as well, so he gets a good view of this. So we... Without being obvious that I'm making it clear to someone who doesn't speak German. So there's a rough assumption that perhaps we all speak German.
I put my card on the tray.
Do we have cards we can hand out as guild investigators?
If you wish. Everyone has a greeting card. That's still very common during this time. Mm-hmm. But if you also have one for, you know, telling that you are a guild investigator, you may.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that I wouldn't have a normal greeting card anyway.
You may have four or five tucked away.
Well, no, just that as a civil servant, yes. I wouldn't really be expected to have one, so I'd probably just use the guild investigator.
Yeah, guild investigator.
Use my personal card.
Actually, I think I only have my personal card, connector. If you need to find someone who does something, I can find him.
I can just imagine Ray Marlowe's personal card. Ray Marlowe, private detective. Pay me lots of money and I'll do what you want.
Bishop's card sounds a lot like Bishop's card sounds a lot like The Equalizer, if you've ever seen that TV show.
Oh, I noticed the private detective. I'm like, hey, Marlowe, I'm going to need to ask you a favor and investigate something for me. I've been having a little bit of problem, but remind me later and I'll hire you.
No problem.
All right. The lady inclines her head as you've all put your cards on it, and she, in German once again, asks you to please follow her to the waiting room, and she will get the master of the house to show you to the location. Mm-hmm. All right. The waiting room is a nice, cozy library, nice thick chairs, lots of books on the walls, very, very fine cut glass decanters of many liqueurs, chandeliers, very, very nice looking area, box of cigars put out, and she tells you to make yourselves at home. It will be a short while.
I look around discreetly for the number of bugs I expect to see and then find in the room.
I don't believe that American Sign Language or other sign language had been invented at this point. So if you're talking about sign language, it would have to be basically military signs that were used on the battlefields. And yes, that would be a distinct language. Or you can simply say, I was in the army, damn it, or whatever, and would know it.
Okay, I was just didn't know. Yeah, it's unfortunately a very limited version of sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hold up. Stop shooting.
Keep quiet. Is that a landmine? I think that's a landmine. Oh, crap, that's a landmine.
I'll say hi to your wife and child for you.
You don't want to know what that
says. Maybe as early as 5th century BC.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the wiki page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am too.
So was it invented in the, was it around in the 1800s?
There's, if you, Mary Keller, if you've ever heard her story, it would have been around roughly in that time period.
Okay, well then yes, it would be available to learn as a language then.
Okay. So I need to note down to pick up, but I won't. Retroactively say that I have it, but
I think American Sign Language or the standardized sign language that we use here, I know there's different forms in different countries, but I don't think that happened until later.
Yeah, there's an old French sign language that's really old, apparently.
Ah, yeah, so you would have to learn it by dialect.
Yep, because there apparently are many different dialects.
Okay, note to the PCs, pick up sign language.
Okay, I'll get another level of scholarship.
Dude, scholarship? Who reads? Really?
Right, so you are left to your own. You're left to your own devices in this room that has apparently plenty of liquor and plenty of good smokes. Seems that your brother is living pretty good life.
I bring out one of my cheap ones, light it just for spite.
Are these cigars, and how do they compare to Stormhaven?
Oh, actually, it looks like they may be getting them from the similar country. They are wrapped very much the same. The smell is a little different, but the craftsmanship is very similar.
Same maker's mark?
The tobacco themselves don't have a maker's mark on it, but the box does. I tell you what, give me a scholarship roll. Good question.
While pocketing one of the cigars myself, I say, please don't smoke. You may not want to block your senses before we go into the crime scene.
Zero. I failed.
So, Bishop, it has a maker's mark on it, but you cannot recollect if it is the same maker's mark as was on the island.
I'll take a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure to give it to the next French guy.
All right, are you guys doing anything else in the room? About 10 minutes has passed since she's left, and still no indication that anyone has come or is coming.
Oh, I get a language. Oh, I do have a language.
Yeah. He's not unlike him to lord over us as much as he can. he has been making
any. What type of room are we in? Are we in like a waiting room?
It's like a. I guess you would call it a smoking room. Like it's too small to be a real library, but there are books on the walls, and it's got big overstuffed couches. This is like a man smoking room.
Okay, what kind of books is he presenting?
The classics, of course, all in German. Yes.
And Aldrich is going to take the time to probably confirm that he has not opened a single one of them.
Yes, the books still creak as you open them, as the spines haven't been broken in at all.
Perhaps we should make it more worth their time to make sure we are gone. And if anyone interested in rearranging the furniture in the room?
Give me an alertness roll, Aldrich.
Alertness? Where the hell is alertness on this thing?
It's under criminal.
It is?
It's a crime to be alert.
Exactly. Yes.
I thought it was.
Just like investigating people is a crime.
Exactly. Why would you be investigating?
That's only a two.
That's actually going through a few of the books, you notice that not only have they not been opened, some of them are simply the bindings wrapped around blank pages.
Standard decoration for a lot of these places.
Yeah, like that's the idea you're getting, is that it is simply a decoration. The outside covers are very well tooled, handcrafted leather. You know, the pages are gilded, but there is simply no book inside.
Perhaps I thought better of my brother than I even hoped. It's sinking even further in my estimations.
This is also not a library.
The appearance
is important. The appearance is important.
The details are irrelevant.
Yes.
And what is more important is that you have something to back up behind the facade.
I look at the decanter. Has it been drunk from? Is it full up?
It is not completely full. Three quarters. Looks like some of it's been used. It's a nice amber fluid. It beckons you. It calls your name. It promises all kinds of delights.
I take a shot from my very cheap whiskey. It burns as it goes.
It doesn't beckon. Yours threatens.
Yes, it does.
Aldrich is smiling and shaking his head lightly at this.
I'll take a small sip of the drink to figure out what type of drink it is.
It's highly spiced. I mean, you get undertones of vanilla and cinnamon. It tastes like it's maybe a bourbon. But it's very spiced. It doesn't burn as it goes down. Very smooth, very flavorful. This is a sipping liqueur.
You drink your dive off.
Gentlemen, shall we go search for the, I make obviously air quotes, bathroom while we are waiting?
That sounds like an appropriate response.
I think that, you know, invalidating. We've
been here a quarter of an hour already.
You have three sets of doors, the one you came in, the one she left through, and then one door off to the side, which might actually be a laboratory.
Let's try that one.
Just on a hunch, can I just see if there's anything which I recognize from the old family estate?
Easy enough. Your family heraldry is strewn about in the room on various places. Suit of armor in the corner. You know, it's like not a full suit, but like the gauntlet is there, and it's got a signet ring on the gauntlet that's got the family heraldry really on it. It's subtly woven into some of the tapestry of the wall.
This could have also been designed just to rub it in my face.
Give me another alertness roll as you're kind of looking around for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. A three this time.
Nice. As you're admiring one of the wall hangings, your fingers kind of... There's a bump in the wall, just like right around the tapestry as you're kind of, you know, you're looking at the heraldry on it and you're just kind of rubbing over it and you notice there's a bump there.
He rolls his eyes, gestures over to one of two it's more nefarious sets. So I just point out the bump to them with my hands rather than speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for a result.
Yes. Is anyone actually going to move the tapestry to see what it is, or?
I'll move it if they aren't moving it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was asking, is it common for y'all to have hot dames as butlers?
It depends who the household, well, who owns the household, I guess. Serving staff is sometimes taken as another ornamentation by certain household members, or they may serve a more practical purpose in terms of bodyguards.
Yes, the bump in the wall is a small speaker. Could be a listening device.
So it's the size of a lunchbox?
No, this is like just the recording end of it. I mean, there might be something much larger behind the wall.
Ah, okay.
I continue to wait. If they want to go off, they can go off.
Yes.
I'll check this.
Hospitality would not have guests waiting so long.
I check the one door to see if it actually is a lavatory. The one
it
that...
is, in fact, a lavatory. It's actually a quite spacious one. There are four rows of sinks, a couple of toilets. There's even a... what is the...
bidet?
Yeah, a bidet. There is a bidet there as well. There are fresh, you know, plump... hand towels. Yeah, I'm sorry, my mind's not working today. And there's been, this whole time, there's also another woman been standing in the bathroom, and she presents you with a warm, moist towel as you walk in.
I just opened the door and looked in. I didn't actually go in.
Well, as you open the door, she puts forth a warm towel on a little tray in your direction.
I almost feel like closing the door.
She's just looking at you, smiling, vacant to vacant look about her, as she's just offering you this nice warm towel.
I slowly close the door, making sure to not hit her. Okay.
Well, what is it, Mr. Bishop?
It's a lavatory with a servant in there.
Oh, I see, my brother.
Not used to the service.
I see. I guess my brother wishes to live the high life.
¿Cómo está? Yeah, we continue waiting.
I'm growing rather tired of
yes,
the...
Yes, it's now been about 40 minutes since the person left the room.
I say that we begin our explorations.
Aren't you concerned that might invalidate any findings that we have? Ow. I hit my face against the wall.
Ouch.
You're that bored?
It is the liquor speaking. It threatened to reach down to his gut and make him addle-brained, and it delivered.
You know that stuff will rot your everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call it rot gut.
For nothing.
I'm sure that was the rest of the phrase, but I just can't remember.
No doubt it was described by your dentist.
Yeah.
Or the man who paints boats, perhaps.
You can't remember.
45 minutes have passed.
While we're waiting, I will indeed use the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are presented with another warm towel as you enter. Woman's also dressed in what would traditionally be a male's uniform, and traditional German features. Long hair is pulled back into a very sharp braid, and she presents the silver tray with a warm towel.
I won't go into the details of what happens in the solution.
Yes, the... there's no place for her to turn her back or anything, so if you use the facility, she simply hands you toilet paper, waits, brushes your pants off when you're done.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to continue to wait.
I'm waiting for Bert to answer the question.
Oh, hold on. You sent me a question? I'm not finding it.
Is the answer 42?
Oh, it is neither a bored or drugged manner. She simply seems to be very focused on her job, but is not making eye contact because a servant doesn't make eye contact. So she's focusing past you.
And it could probably startle her by speaking to her.
One does not acknowledge a servant.
Exactly.
You were given another moist toil to wipe your hands afterward, and then given a nice lotion to choose from.
I choose this one that suitably this smells nice.
I just say out loud, y'all do know I get paid by the hour, right? So I can get paid to sit around. No problem.
It's guild money, I believe.
Yep.
1 hour later, if you do not do anything else, the door opens and the same lady that greeted you comes back in and she says...
Oh, you're still here. Whoops.
This way, please. And she turns her back and starts walking away.
Okay, we follow the robot.
She takes you through another part of the mansion. Very nice, tastefully done paintings on the walls. Everything's done in a dark hardwood. The walls, the floors, everything. Highly waxed, so all the chandeliers are kind of distracting as it reflects off the very shiny wax-covered wood. Are you guys having problems with my microphone, or is it just Marcus?
It seems to just like come and go briefly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a little bits of distortion, not much.
All right, hold on just a minute. I'm going to pause my call and see if it does anything. All right, we'll give it a moment and see if that clears things up.
Well, it seems since you know where I live, you can send me a mail or slap me.
We'll send someone around.
Yeah, Nick, you're probably closer to him. Could I send a passage to you, and then you can hit him around the head with it, and then send it back to me?
I'm not sure whether Jameis or Logos is closer.
I'm closer.
Nick
would be closer.
It's
at least on the same continent.
The Pacific is 6,000 miles across.
Okay, I didn't know the length of the Pacific.
Am I coming in any better? Can you guys?
Yeah.
Yes, you're coming in. It's all clear.
It's not like I know anyone, for example, Travis in the military might be able to get someone military to come around this lane.
You can find a number of people on the internet that will accept a PayPal fee to go over and smack.
I'm pretty sure some of them won't even bother with a fee.
They do realize I will charge them with assault.
Advertise on Craigslist for someone. I'm sure there'll be someone.
Fair enough. So she brings you up a set of very wide stairs. Four people can walk side by side on these stairs. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think we're all doing what Nick is doing, making a mental map of the place.
Okay, fair enough. I will have you roll scholarship rolls later to see how well you remember. takes you up to the first landing, makes a left, and there is a room that the door is closed, and there's yellow police tape over it. She pulls out a pair of gold-plated scissors, cuts the police line, and opens the door for you and lets you in.
How clean does this place look? Considering they've had an hour to clean it.
Give me an alert.
They've had more than that to clean it. They've had ever since the incident was reported to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. Three. Three in alertness.
Okay, very good. Knowing how Metapol does the police tape, you don't think the door has been opened since it was taped closed.
Means nothing.
Can I give an investigation roll for the room? Or?
Sure. Actually, everybody give me just investigation rolls for first impressions of the room.
Yeah, rather than like questions.
Three.
What the? Wait. I know I have more. Did I forget to do the investigation?
Is that three sets of three? We have three threes.
We have
three identical.
Four threes.
Okay. Very good. First impression is it looks like it was left in the condition that it was found in, as there are still plates of food that have started to mold around. There are drinks still standing on tables, some of them still knocked over. And it looks like people were not allowed to retrieve their coats, as there are still some coats laying over the backs. When I say coats, I mean like your blazers, your overcoat, not like weather coats. Still laying over the backs of some chairs. Looks like there was a game of pool being played in the background where there is still money on the table.
How much are we talking in German or English money?
It's a mixture of money, actually. But that's several hundred dollars laying on the pool table.
I think he's going to take note of the actual amount right now.
Yeah.
And he's going to ensure that the same amount is there at the end of our investigation.
Yes.
Playing replacements out of his own pocket, which keeps seems to disappear.
And the photographs would make you think that this was a library, but more looking about, it's more of an entertainment room. It's very large. The photograph was taken. The guy was found near the corner where the fireplace is, which is kind of off to the side of the room. The room is much larger around it. There are a couple of snooker tables. There's a bar in here. And apparently they didn't leave the bartender going either. He's still sitting at his chair.
Really?
Yes. Or she is still sitting at the chair.
How many hours has it been since the incident?
It's been days. Since the incident.
For some reason, I keep on getting this horrible feeling that Aldrich's brother has alternative uniforms for his serving staff.
Why do I get the feeling that servants are
you're
proper
only
in this
now
place?
Thinking this?
No, I've been thinking this for some time. It's just really...
So with investigation of three, the other thing that you notice is if you were in the section of the room that contains the bar, the snooker table, and basically there's a few card tables about as well and places for people just to sit and converse. If you were in this area of the room, you could not easily see the fireplace area where the body was found. Like it is obstructed by decorations or vases in the way. There are room dividers that are glass, but they've got that frosted kind of look, so you really can't see through them.
First thing we should do is make sure that the bartender's alive.
He is. When you come into the room, she stands up off her stool.
Just checking. Does it look like it's practical or aesthetically pleasant or anything like that? Is there any real reason why the room would be laid out the way it is, save for perhaps deliberately placing it to obscure that area?
It is looks like it's deliberately made so that if someone were having a conversation in that back room, you could not be overheard or overseen by people in this room. It looks like it was a design choice of the room.
It's the private room, the important room where the important people hang out.
Perhaps we could have a quick reenactment of the crime so we can get some sense of who may have seen what.
Yes, before we get more people.
You say that out loud, and the bartender she still has that not fixed on your face, but still looking at your face gaze, and she says in German, "Of course, I can recreate the whole scene."
Did you see it all?
I was tending bar here at the time. I assume you're speaking German.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I would have been speaking English to begin with to include Ray. So
okay.
She responds in German.
She still responds to that. She still responds
in German?
She responds in English, but doesn't understand what you said in English. Excuse me. She responded in German, but did understand what you said in English there.
All right, which is an interesting fact in and of itself.
Yes.
At what time would you like me to begin the night's entertainment, she says. Or begin relating the night's entertainment.
Start at the beginning and end at the end.
Oh, I think she meant as in right now, or do we want to have a look around first?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have a look around.
Let's have a quick look around and then, yeah.
Of note, I wish to have a look at things like carpeting and walls to see if there's signs that the furnishings have been moved around. Mm-hmm. Things like impressions in the carpeting and shadowing and light on the walls.
Sure. I'm still going with the original investigation rolls. And it looks like the chairs are commonly moved around because although they're heavy chairs, they don't look like they have a set place. People move them around as is required to, you know, if you're playing cards and they'll move a nicer chair over there, etc. The chairs look like they're commonly just lined up against one side of the wall and taken as they're needed or moved about as they're needed. As far as the heavier furniture, everything looks like it's attached to the floor. The tables themselves look like they're bolted to the floors, as is the snooker tables look like they're also built in. So, yeah, it doesn't look like anything large has been moved around. The carpet in front of the fireplace, it's brick there, and then there's carpet a little bit outside of the range of where something might catch fire. There's still blood on the ground, pooled and congealed.
Now, given my extensive knowledge of wound patterns from stabbing, mm-hmm. Would this guy have gotten, wound made, et cetera, et cetera? Or you do you need medicine?
You haven't looked at the body. The body is here. The body's been taken to the morgue. All you're going off of is the photograph that was given from the police records because the body has been sitting here for many days if they left it.
That's what took them an hour. They had to recreate a fresh body.
This has been several... Okay.
Yes,
the bartender has been here and has probably, hopefully, eaten and drank.
No doubt, bar has both food and drink behind there.
That's what I figured.
A more obvious question, which you may have already told us, Bird, which I wasn't back up on, was there like a sword nearby that could have been used?
Yes, looking around at the walls, there is much in the way of ancient weaponry. You have suits of armor about, you have axes, you have swords.
Are there any crossed swords where there's one missing?
No, it does look, and your investigation 3 on this again, it doesn't look like anything, including the displayed arms armaments, have been moved. You don't have any places on the wall that look like that's a bare spot where it should have something hanging on it. No, you don't get that impression at all. But yes, there's lots of weaponry in this room.
Yeah. If you're at the fireplace having a discussion, you suddenly got pissed off by someone who said something, what's the closest weapon to hand?
Cross cavalry sabers right above the fireplace would be handy.
They would not match the wound type that I'm suspecting?
No.
No.
Odd.
No. What about the fire poker?
The fire poker is, they're blunt, for one.
But
it's still there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, reenactment, I guess.
Yeah, I whisper to Van Hundegaard, let us see what they want us to know.
Right. Agreed.
The bartender lifts a part of the bar and comes out into your area, and then goes into an animated and very thorough description of the guests who came in first, starting at 8 o'clock that morning. and provides you a guest list, which she's apparently been working on in the days that she's been in here. Hands that over. this was an impromptu party. The Lord Huntergard, as she pronounces it, often has his friends and compatriots over to enjoy gambling and lively discussion, and this was one such night. Everyone on the list were invited friends or colleagues of Mr. Huntergard, or Lord Huntergard. And you do note that the victim's name is indeed on this list. and she describes who was playing pool, who was playing cards, who was losing heavily, who was winning heavily. She even has down an average amount of money that she believes has changed hands during that night. As well as
describing what drinks people had,
as well as a perfect recall of how many drinks and of what variety this guest has had. There were six people in this room. At the time the body was found, there were only three people in the bar area. Other people had left already for the night. The last person who had left before the body was found was 1 hour prior. So last person left 1 hour. Three men in this room continuing to play snookers and talk. I'll give you those names in a moment. And when they basically had enough and were about to leave, they went out and found the Frenchman in the foyer dead. The three people in the room, one was Mr. Huntergard. One was an Italian diplomat.
And one other question we'll be asking this way, looking for notes, because she would have told us, is who was the last person to see the French guy alive?
In the room was Mr. Lord Huntergard, Mr. Aramani from the Italian embassy, and...
Yeah, I know.
Yes, Mr. Aramani, and from the guilds...
It's going to be the chick.
Nope. Mr. Tony Marklin, who was representative of the entertainment.
Tony Marklin?
Marklin. It's not a name you've run across before.
No, we haven't had much to do with Entertainment Guild.
Mm-hmm.
No. You haven't destroyed their livelihood yet.
Well, the whole boxing incident.
Yes.
Well, that's actually true. We have already hit them.
That might have been underground more than obvious. Anyway, whatever.
She does point out that Mr. Marklin had lost heavily through the night, although seemed to be of good cheer about it. Mr. Aramani had made a tidy sum, somewhere in the low 2,000. And she translates that into Metapole dollars, around $2,000. Mr. Huntergard refrained from engaging in gambling sport that night and drank minimally. Mr. Aramani drank wine most of the night, and she produces a bottle on the table that has very little left in it and says he went through three of these. And Mr. Marklin had a penchant for our Merlot, of which he drank sparingly through the night.
Well, I can't really question her, so.
Mm-hmm. The other people that left, in total through the night, there were perhaps 10 people in here. Some stayed very little time at all. Some left a little later. The last person to leave before the body was found was actually a person from the Transportation Guild, Mr. White. And at that time, if he saw a dead Frenchman in the receiving room, he made no mention of it. When the remaining three retired for the evening, that is when they found the body.
And when was Frenchie last seen?
Frenchie had been there most of the evening. He arrived around 6 p.m. The three people left around midnight when the body was found.
When did he leave?
When did who leave? Sorry.
Frenchie, when did he leave the room?
When did he leave the room for...
When was he last seen alive?
Bartender last saw him alive was about 9 p.m. He was having conversations with various people in the foyer.
And so who was...
She does point out that at any given time during the night, he did bring at least one of every guest to the foyer and did speak to them.
And the last person to speak with him was, do you know?
The last person to speak to him was Mr. White, shortly before he left.
Right.
What are the entrances and exits to this room? What do they look like?
The bartender has a small door behind her, which you don't know where that leads, but otherwise there are only the double doors that you came in through. There are windows on this floor, two of them, very wide. They're currently closed. Other than that, you don't see any other exits or entrances.
Okay. Besides the one we came in.
And what entrances and exits are there in the foyer? What's around the foyer area?
It's the same. It's basically one very large room, but it's kind of broken up by things that break line of sight.
Right.
Furniture, antiques, glass panels.
Where are the bathrooms here?
the bathrooms, she points to the door that's next to the next to where the bar is. That is the liberal.
I go and check the door to make sure we don't have another dead body in there.
No, there is no dead body in there, and there's no servant in there. This is a smaller bathroom. There's only two sinks and two facilities, much smaller.
Now, could the bartender see the entrance to the foyer from her location?
No, she could not.
So someone could have opened the door, come in, and left.
Yes. And by your investigation rolls, when you guys open the door, it was well-oiled hinges. It opened easily and quietly.
Okay. Now, what about cameras? I look around surreptitiously for cameras, bugs, anything of that nature.
For that, give me a more directed investigation roll. Your first rolls was your first impressions and things you saw just outright when you walked in.
Shoot. One.
Okay. Okay, so you spend some time basically looking through. There's a lot of ornamentation around, and having been ex-military, looking at some of it, these are all replica grade. I mean, none of these have actually seen real battle. Few of them are actually sharp.
Right.
The armor itself is basically a very thin metal. It wouldn't really stop anything. This is all display. This is for show.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, all this stuff is it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
With the one roll, I'm saying that's taking you some time to go through the room.
That's
far no problem. You have, I will alert you if you find anything for as a listening device.
Yes, if my one beats their roll. Yeah. Which I'm sure does.
Mr. Bishop, I believe that you had a camera of some sort at one point, did you not?
I look over to Gavin. I gave him the camera during our investigation.
It was 5 weeks ago. I've sold it once.
He's an underpaid public servant. What'd you expect?
I would have given it back to him, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, then I would have thought
you would have brought it with you as sort of du jour to a crime scene.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, a thought strikes me that it may as, just be worth it.
You guys are talking around and looking at the room. The door is open. I'm going to say at least one of you was in the foyer receiving area at the time. The door is open, and someone feel looking very much like Aldrich steps into the room, and he's wearing full fencing regalia. He's sweating. He's holding the helmet underneath his armpit, and he's got his foil at his hip. Ah, you must be the guild employees, he says.
Lord Thundergod, I say, bowing my head.
I do the same.
He stares daggers at his brother. I had heard that you were doing the guild's business, brother.
And I, in turn, had heard that you had made quite a reputation and name for yourself.
As it should be. I'm upholding our family name. And he makes the obvious slight that you are not.
Yes, yes. It is a pity that your taste in literature has not improved. I guess the large words are still straining you somewhat.
And he makes a dismissive gesture with his hand, which is still gauntleted, and said, yes, reading was always a waste of time. I always preferred to make something of myself.
Yes, but we waste time with this pathetic squabbling. Let us simply start as investigator and suspect.
Oh, I'm a suspect now, he says as he lays down the helmet and removes his gauntlets.
As are any individuals who are in the area. But I do not suppose you would mind elaborating on the reason for this gala event?
He waves at the room. Just receiving friends, some good-natured sport.
Noted. And how How did you come to know the unfortunate deceased?
He was simply a contact that I made with the French consulate. He snaps his finger and the bartender starts pouring something for him in the background. He said, I had met him in a previous engagement. The man was a wealth of information. I was bidding on some of that specific information he had. As were some others here, I'm sure.
Do you know what the nature of the information was? Is it something of a more personal nature that someone may have had against him?
The bartender brings him a mixed drink. He tastes it, pours it out on the floor in front of her, and looks straight, you know, just unwaveringly into her eyes. She bows her head and goes and starts making another drink. He flings the glass into the corner where it shatters. Good help. Hard to find.
I would ask that you refrain from damaging the crime scene, my lord, and in turn would ask that you try to preserve it in its current state.
You are always tedious, brother. He pulls up a chair, sits down, and starts removing his fencing boots. And he says, the information that he had is, what is the phrase that you use here? Blackmail? He had some information that would be very juicy in the diplomatic circuit, would give us great leverage against a rival.
Was the rival here here that night?
He chuckles as he pulls off his boots. Of course not. What sport would there be in that? The quarry shouldn't know the hunter is after him.
So I see you're doing your best to uphold our name in the politicking circuit. And Saint Grandfather was rather unpleased with the way it went. And that caused a few tensions between you and he. But aside from that,
he brings him back a drink. He takes it, grimaces, but waves her away.
Seeing as you are more familiar with the deceased, no doubt you have more information than you will ever let on him. I'm guessing he had the normal assortment of enemies, opponents. Would you care to share with us?
Hey, Bert, second. Of the money that changed hands, the deceased, how much money did he win, lose?
The deceased engaged in no gambling, as far as I recollect that night. He played some chess with a few men, but I don't believe money passed hands.
Mm-hmm. So, did he have any opponents or people of extra interest in his life? A suspect.
He kind of just dismisses it and says, Mercue and I were not friends. He was simply a source of information. I invited him to these things as he had made it known amongst some of us that information he had was available for the highest bidder, so he gets invited to many of these things.
But surely you would be remiss if you did not ensure that he was reliable. I would not be surprised if you have a wealth of information that even he did not know about himself.
He polishes off his drink and says, Mercue's information has always been worth the money invested. I see no reason why this endeavor would have been any different. And yes, I had the man checked out thoroughly. His own people regard him as being loyal to their cause.
Indeed, it is astonishing that anyone puts value on loyalty anymore when coin is so freely exchanged.
The only loyalty that's necessary is a man that stays bought when he is bought. I'm sure you appreciate that. How much were those universities paying you, brother? I see you're dressing stylish as ever. What, only 2-3 generations out of style?
You will, of course, give us your version of the events, my lord.
My versions? I was retiring at midnight with those of us that were left, and I stumbled upon his body in the doorway.
And before then, what engagements had you had with the victim?
With the victim, as I said, I too was trying to purchase his information. I did not win that particular hand.
Was there anyone who was more upset about losing than another?
He shrugs and says, not that anyone made mention of. Mr. Markland lost a bit more than he usually did. Perhaps he was distracted from this. He usually makes a fair bet at these dealings.
So, in your opinion, who would you most likely suspect of this foul play?
That man from transportation, Mr. White, he's the one who won the information. Perhaps he silenced the tongue that gave it.
But would that not cut off the fountain at the source?
He shrugs. Perhaps the information was valuable enough that it warranted silencing the speaker.
Were any of your guests armed?
He shrugs and says, we don't check guests for such things, of course. These are all acquaintances and friends. The embassy itself, of course, would not let anyone in armed, but I don't check here in the mansion.
May I see your foil? Did he bring his actual foil with him?
Yes, he did. He tosses you the scabbard and the foil and says, do you practice the art? Perhaps you'd have a spare hour or two.
Unfortunately, no. I'm not much with a weapon. My talents lie elsewhere. What kind of access and how far is the fencing room from here? I kind of look at the foil to see and see if it kind of has the general look.
It should be a standard fencing epee, in which case it would be a thin square blade, at most of half inch.
You do note, however, that it does not have the safety ball on the end, and as a matter of fact, the blade is wet with blood. But he answers you and says, the gymnasium is a floor above.
I kind of look at the blood, then look at him.
What? You don't believe that people that, how would he say this? You don't expect that people that partake of the sport would use such a thing as safety devices, do you? The scars bring character, man.
I nod and think that if I had gone into the fight with him, I'd probably be in the same position as I was with the girl I was dating.
I was thinking my neck Frenchman. In it. I think you'd probably look like the Frenchman at the end of it. You ever always did call for blood in these things, brother. I take it your skills have probably improved.
Would you care to wager the family blade against a round or two?
You know that such a thing cannot be bet in these matters, but I do not mind just for old time's sake at some point in the future.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah, it's about the 2-hour mark into it. Okay, let's take a break.
Yes, sure. Also, Bert, thank you for taking over that character, because that is... It's always a pleasure to run into an NPC who is beyond what you imagined.
Yes, it is always scary when a GM takes over an NPC.